Welcome to Outbound Labs by Predictable Revenue, where we share the results of our prospecting experiments, what we learned along the way, and what it means for your team.
How's it going? I'm Colin from Predictable Revenue, and this is Lavinia. I'm one of the founders here, and she runs our Outbound Labs team. One of the things we've noticed over the last couple of years is that, you know, we send a lot of email, and a lot of people that follow the book also send a lot of email, but there have been so many other channels that have emerged over the last 5-10 years that have been really powerful. And we've read lots of blog posts and seen lots of, you know, LinkedIn posts and people talking about these great channels. And we thought, you know what, we sort of asked ourselves the question, was it just luck because they had a great product, or was there actually something real here? And so one of the things that you're going to see is us throughout this channel, we're going to test out a ton of different tactics and tools and things that you read about. And so along the way, if you've read about something and we haven't tested it out on this channel, feel free, leave a comment, let us know. The reason we're doing this, we really want to get the data out there and share. And so that we can help you decipher, is this really something real, or did it just work for this one company once? Why don't you tell us a little bit more about the program, Lavinia?
Exactly, sure thing. So we've been running a range of experiments. And as Colin was saying, we want to debunk what is feeling, what is thought, what has happened by chance, and what can we really test. So we've adopted an experimental method, and we've tested lots of different themes. This ranges from deliverability to increasing response rates, all the way from using multi-channels and the best type of ABM approaches. So during this series, we'll be picking a theme a month, and each week we'll be publishing a new video that looks in more detail at one of those experiments. So we'll get into a bit more about our method, why we wanted to try this out, and most crucially, the results.
One of the things we're going to try and do, and it's not going to be possible with every single one, is bring you the data on the split test. Is we're going to try and run sort of a control and then a variable for each test that we're running. So that we're going to try and have something that's statistically significant. We're running all these experiments on our clients, and so we're not going to share who our clients are unless they've already, you know, given their permission. But we'll try and share as much of the data as we possibly can.
Yep. So watch this space. Check out all the extra content we'll be sharing as well throughout the series when we publish the videos, and don't forget to hit subscribe.
And like I said, if we haven't covered anything, or if there's just a burning question you'd like to know, hit us up in the comments and let us know. Thanks.